Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You may.
Seven or eight quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Zemo Radio Showgram is proud to present to you insights and commentary from a fat guy in spandex. Oh, good God.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to the beautiful Grumpy Gator Cafe here in Tempesta de Merida, Florida. I am that guy at the end of the bar. I'm that middle-aged, overeducated, underemployed, obnoxious white guy wearing spandex. Damn, I look good in my spandex down at the beach, my rash guard and everything else. Just living life, baby. Just living life. The professor of life. The pontificator of psychological ideas and concepts coming to you live from the Grumpy Gator Cafe. And I am a fat guy in spandex. Hopefully you're going to learn something today, folks. Hopefully you're going to laugh, you're going to chuckle, you're going to get something out of it. It's only 15 minutes. Holy shit, anybody can put up with me for 15 minutes. Even I can put up with me for 15 minutes. You know, I like that guy, Toby Keith. I like his music. I do. I come from the great north down here to beautiful Florida, where I'm now retired. I just hang out and I spend some time with myself. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Get down and get back up again. Yes, just sitting at the end of the bar. Good old bar fly. So I come from the north, but I do like country music. Not that country music is necessarily prevalent here in the beach community. It's more of our good friend, Mr. Jimmy Buffet. Yes, indeed. But I like his song, I Want to Talk About Me, you know. It's I Want to Talk About Me, I Want to Talk About I Want to Talk About My, Me, Oh My, My. What I like, what I want, what I think, what I do, what I see. I like talking about you, you usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I'll let Toby sing it. You know that song, don't you? That video's kind of cute, too. Kind of dated now. It's 90s, I think. Kind of dated. Maybe it's a little newer than that. But it's kind of dated, some of the hairstyles and the clothing. But it's still a fun little tune. You know, sometimes folks don't want to talk about me. Some of the bodacious, hot, sexy babes that come down here on vacation are some of them bodacious MILFs and all sorts of fun people that come into the bar. I think I talk a lot about myself, and perhaps I do. Perhaps I talk too much about myself. But what the hell's wrong with that? I get up every morning, I look in the mirror, and I think to myself, hey, there's nobody as good looking as me, nobody's as good looking as me. I sing to myself. I tell myself good things. Hey, nobody's as good-looking as me. Yes, I'm a fat guy in spandex, but hey, I got a hell of a personality, baby. You want to take it for a spin? You know? I like hanging out at the bar, chit-chatting and bullshitting with people. But I do enjoy promoting myself. I do enjoy telling myself that I'm handsome and that I'm the one that truly brought sexy back. Because why not? Why not talk positive to yourself that way? Why not go around and say, hey, you're good looking. Hey, you brought sexy back. Hey, you're funny. Hey, people would love to go out on a date with you because you are the David Letterman show on a date. Yes, indeed. Yes. Oh, people love me. Yeah, they dig me. Yeah, and then hit me over the head with the shovel because I won't shut the hell up. My point is this, folks. If you're going to evaluate yourself, and this is what we do each and every day, sometimes each and every hour or each and every minute of the day, well, that's a lot. That's a lot. But each and every hour, for sure, we're evaluating ourselves. We evaluate our skill set. How good are we at something? Could be related to our job. Oh, I'm the best machinist this organization has. Good for you. Pat yourself on the back. Stand up. Be proud. My dad used to tell me he was a nerd, and he was out of it and proud of it. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Get down and get back up again. Hallelujah. Somebody who knows who they are and embraces who they are. What a refreshing thought. So many people that come into the Grumpy Gator looking for a little relief from all of the bullshit of life. The bullshit of life. And they just want to drink and take all the pain away. Take all the anxiety away. They come down here to Florida, Tempesta de Mata. They try to unkink their rope 1 week on the beach in a swimsuit that don't fit. Little side boob, babe, little side boob. Not that I got a problem with that, but, you know, little side boob. A little too much belly, too. But, hey, what am I saying? Now, look at me. I'm a fat ass sitting here getting some, not kidding, drunk. Shoot, I got 19 years sobriety in, people. I just have non-alcoholic beverages. And every now and then, you know, maybe a little orange juice with cranberry and a splash of 7-Up or something. I make shit up. I tell the bartender knows me. Just make it up. Give me something you think I'd like. But, you know, we evaluate ourselves. Are we good enough? Are we smart enough? And doggone it, do people like us? Stuart Smalley, amen. My main man, one of my influences, Stuart Smalley. Guy's now a senator, for goodness sake. So, hey, you never know where you could end up. Long story short, you're going to spend the day evaluating who you are, your personality. Am I extroverted? Am I introverted? Am I a sensor? Am I more intuitive? Am I a head person or am I a gut person? Do I take in the world and make decisions using my heart and my gut, or do I use my head? Do I use logic? Is that how I solve problems? How do I then, you know, initiate those interactions? You know, am I perceptive? You know, am I a thinker? We evaluate our personality. I'm not outgoing enough. I'm too outgoing. I'm too energetic. It's amazing. You know, how crappy we treat ourselves. How crappy we treat our own, you know, talents and skills, always evaluating ourselves. We evaluate our temperament, you know, that innate, that natural default setting, the most primitive, the most instinctual, our true reptilian brain. Let me tell you something. Right here at the Gator, I really let my reptilian brain run out, you know. And I'm just who I am. I embrace it. But we're evaluating ourselves, our personality, the instinctual things we do. Oh, I really want, oh, no, oh, yeah, oh, but I want to, oh, but I shouldn't, oh, I really want to do that, but, oh, God, I really, oh, I, you know, I want to kiss her, but, oh, God, what if she, talk about mental masturbation. Holy Christmas, people. Why do we do it to ourselves? Why do we beat ourselves up? Why? Well, because you know what? Knowing who we are, being aware of how we play to other people, being aware of our default settings, being aware of our skills as well as our shortcomings is mentally healthy. It is good behavioral health, that awareness and insight. Knowing where our strengths are, knowing where our weaknesses are, knowing the areas that we want to work on. And then there's the insight. If I'm not too tactful and I don't have that skill, then obviously I'm going to have difficulty forming connections, nurturing those connections, having those connections become intimate. Because it is through connections to people, places, and things, it is through the deepening and the strengthening of those connections, the deepening of the intimacy, the strengthening of those connections through the development of effective boundaries, We have healthy connections. And that's how we get our needs met. But if I know I'm not tactful, if I know that I'm wounded, and my innate reaction, my reptilian brain, is to snap like a gator going after some raw chicken, then that can be helpful to me. So that if I so desire to experience a cranium rectum extraction, I can identify that I snap too much, and that although that may not change dramatically, because that is part of my reptilian brain and my temperament, I can develop skills to cognitively reframe things and to respond in a more effective way for me. Effective in that I'm going to get my needs fulfilled. At the end of the day, folks, life is about you. Life is about me. We don't do a thing. We don't engage in behaviors unless we get a need fulfilled. It is about us. It is. At the end of the day, everything boils down to us, our needs, and those things being fulfilled. And when our needs go unfulfilled, we feel anxious and depressed. Or anxious and or depressed, I guess. And we constantly evaluate our ability to get our needs met by building connections, creating boundaries. And we use our personality, our temperament, our life story, the whole library of information that we've gathered as we live our lives. And we evaluate ourselves. Me, I like evaluating myself in a positive. Hot damn, I'm sexy. Oh, I'm good. Oh, I'm talented. Oh, I'm wonderful. Why not? Why walk around saying, I suck, I'm a loser, I'm a dickhead, I'm an a-hole, I can't do nothing. Why be Eeyore? You want to be Eeyore all your life? I feel bad for that guy. You know? He's just some ass trying to get his way in life. I mean, you've got a choice. Do you not? You can walk into the Gator, you can have a chicken salad, you can have fried chicken. You can have a beer, you can have a margarita. You can sit in the restaurant, you can sit out on the deck. Choices. You have a choice. You have a choice about how you evaluate yourself. Now, of course, there's a world of difference between being delusional and unaware and lacking insight to your behavior and just being nice to yourself. So don't send me all these emails and texts, folks, about, well, you know, you may think you're sexy, but you're a fat, middle-aged white guy who's overeducated, underemployed, and where's the sexy in that? In my head, dumbass. Because if it's in my head, and that's where self-concept resides, and of course a good self-concept leads to good self-esteem, good self-confidence, good self-care, all the self stuff is in my head. Because it's about me. But I can think positive thoughts about myself all day and go around having a great time, or I can think I'm a schmuck and an idiot and a moron and a dumbass and feel crappy all day. You know, ultimately, folks, it really is your choice. But don't get so blinded. Don't get so delusional. Don't get so closed off to reality, because you still got to improve your life. Each and every day. Time for me to fly. Oh, I got to set myself free. Time for me to fly. Now that's just how it's got to be. I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly.
Work here is done. Needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. And wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!